In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, for the sake of the intercessions of thy most pure Mother, of our holy and God-bearing fathers, and all the saints, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to thee, O God, glory to thee. O heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, treasury of good things and giver of life, come and dwell in us and cleanse us of all impurity, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, blot out our sins. O Master, pardon our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for at a loss for any defense this prayer do we sinners offer unto thee, as Master, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on us, for we have hoped in thee. Be not angry with us greatly, neither remember our iniquities, but look upon us now as thou art compassionate, and deliver us from our enemies, for thou art our God, and we thy people. All are the works of thy hands, and we call upon thy name, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. The door of compassion open unto us, O blessed Theotokos, for hoping in thee let us not perish. Through thee may we be delivered from adversities, for thou art the salvation of the Christian race. Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. O eternal God and King of all creation, who hast vouchsafed me to arrive at this hour, forgive me the sins that I have committed this day in deed, word, and thought, and cleanse, O Lord, my lowly soul of all impurity of flesh and spirit. And grant me, O Lord, to pass the sleep of this night in peace, that rising from my lowly bed, I may please thy most holy name all the days of my life, and thwart the enemies, fleshly and bodiless, that war against me. And deliver me, O Lord, from vain thoughts and evil desires which defile me. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O ruler of all, word of the Father, O Jesus Christ, thou who art perfect, for the sake of the plenitude of thy mercy, never depart from me, but always remain in me thy servant. O Jesus, good shepherd of thy sheep, deliver me not over to the sedition of the serpent, and leave me not to the will of Satan, for the seed of corruption is in me. But do thou, O Lord, worshipful God, holy King, Jesus Christ, as I sleep, guard me by the unwaning light, thy Holy Spirit, by whom thou didst sanctify thy disciples. O Lord, grant me thine unworthy servant thy salvation upon my bed. Enlighten my mind with the light of understanding of thy holy gospel, my soul with the love of thy cross, my heart with the purity of thy word, my body with thy passionless passion. Keep my thought in thy humility, and raise me up at the proper time for thy glorification. For most glorified art thou together with thine unoriginate Father and the most holy Spirit unto the ages. Amen. O Lord, heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, show compassion and have mercy on me, thy sinful servant, and loose me from mine unworthiness, and forgive all wherein I have sinned against thee today as a man, and not only as a man, but even worse than a beast, my sins voluntary and involuntary, known and unknown, whether from youth and from evil suggestion, or whether from brazenness and despondency. If I have sworn by thy name, or blasphemed it in my thought, or grieved any one, or have become angry about anything, or have lied, or slept needlessly, or if a beggar hath come to me, and I disdained him, or if I have grieved my brother, or have quarreled, or have condemned any one, or if I have been boastful, or prideful, or angry, if, as I stood at prayer, my mind hath been distracted by the wiles of this world, or by thoughts of depravity, if I have overeaten, or have drunk excessively, or laughed frivolously, if I have thought evil, or seen the beauty of another, and been wounded thereby in my heart, if I have said improper things, or derided my brother's sin when mine own sins are countless, if I have been neglectful of prayer, or have done some other wrong that I do not remember, for all of this and more than this have I done, have mercy, O Master, my Creator, on me, thy downcast and unworthy servant, and loose me and remit and forgive me, for thou art good and the lover of mankind, so that lustful, sinful, and wretched as I am, I may lie down and sleep and rest in peace. And I shall worship and him and glorify thy most honorable name, together with the Father and his only begotten Son, now and ever and unto the ages. Amen. What shall I offer thee, or what shall I give thee, O greatly gifted immortal King, O compassionate Lord, who lovest mankind? For though I have been slothful in pleasing thee, and have done nothing good, thou hast led me to the close of this day that is past, establishing the conversion and salvation of my soul. Be merciful to me, a sinner, bereft of every good deed. Raise up my fallen soul, which hath become defiled by countless sins, and take away from me every evil thought of this visible life. Forgive my sins, O only sinless one, in which I have sinned against thee this day, known or unknown, in word and deed and thought, and in all my senses. Do thou thyself protect and guard me from every opposing circumstance, by thy divine authority and power and inexpressible love for mankind. Blot out, O God, blot out the multitude of my sins. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me from the net of the evil one, and save my passionate soul, and overshadow me with the light of thy countenance when thou shalt come in glory. And cause me, uncondemned now, to sleep a dreamless sleep, and keep thy servant untroubled by thoughts, and drive away from me all satanic deeds. And enlighten for me the eyes of my heart with understanding, lest I sleep unto death. And send me an angel of peace, a guardian and guide of my soul and body, that he may deliver me from mine enemies, that rising from my bed I may offer thee prayers of thanksgiving. Yea, O Lord, hearken unto me thy sinful and wretched servant in confession and conscience. Grant me when I arise to be instructed by thy sayings, and through thine angels cause demonic despondency to be driven far from me, that I may bless thy holy name, and glorify and extol the most pure Theotokos Mary, whom thou hast given to us sinners as a protectress and acceptor who prayeth for us. For I know that she exemplifieth thy love for mankind, and prayeth for us without ceasing. Through her protection and the sign of the precious cross, and for the sake of all thy saints, preserve my wretched soul, O Jesus Christ our God, for holy art thou, and most glorious forever. Amen. O Lord our God, as thou art good and the lover of mankind, forgive me wherein I have sinned today in word, deed, and thought. Grant me peaceful and undisturbed sleep, send thy guardian angel to protect and keep me from all evil. For thou art the guardian of our souls and bodies, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O Lord our God, in whom we believe, and whose name we invoke above every name, grant us as we go to sleep relaxation of soul and body, and keep us from all dreams and dark pleasures. Stop the onslaught of the passions, and quench the burnings that arise in the flesh. Grant us to live chastely in deed and word, that we may obtain a virtuous life, and not fall away from thy promised blessings. For blessed art thou forever. Amen. O Lord, deprive me not of thy heavenly good things. O Lord, deliver me from the eternal torments. O Lord, if I have sinned in mind or thought, in word or deed, forgive me. O Lord, deliver me from all ignorance, forgetfulness, faint-heartedness, and stony insensibility. O Lord, deliver me from every temptation. O Lord, enlighten my heart, which evil desire hath darkened. O Lord, as a man I have sinned, but do thou, as the compassionate God, have mercy on me, seeing the infirmity of my soul. O Lord, send thy grace to my help, that I may glorify thy holy name. O Lord Jesus Christ, write me thy servant in the book of life, and grant me a good end. O Lord my God, even though I have done nothing good in thy sight, yet grant me by thy grace to make a good beginning. O Lord, sprinkle into my heart the dew of thy grace. O Lord of heaven and earth, remember me thy sinful servant, shameful and unclean in thy kingdom. Amen. O Lord, accept me in penitence. O Lord, forsake me not. O Lord, lead me not into temptation. O Lord, grant me good thoughts. O Lord, grant me tears and remembrance of death and compunction. O Lord, grant me the thought of confessing my sins. O Lord, grant me humility, chastity, and obedience. O Lord, grant me patience, courage, and meekness. O Lord, implant in me the root of good, thy fear in my heart. O Lord, vouchsafe me to love thee with all my soul and thoughts, and in all things to do thy will. O Lord, protect me from evil men and demons and passions, and from every other unseemly thing. O Lord, thou knowest that thou doest as thou wilt. Thy will be done also in me, a sinner, for blessed art thou unto the ages. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, for the sake of thy most honorable mother and thy bodiless angels, thy prophet and forerunner and Baptist, the God-inspired apostles, the radiant and victorious martyrs, the holy and God-bearing fathers, and through the intercessions of all the saints, deliver me from the besetting presence of the demons. Yea, my Lord and Creator, who desirest not the death of a sinner, but rather that he be converted and live, grant conversion also to me, wretched and unworthy. Rescue me from the mouth of the pernicious serpent, who is yawning to devour me and take me down to Hades alive. Yea, my Lord, my comfort, who for my miserable sake wast clothed in corruptible flesh, draw me out of misery, and grant comfort to my miserable soul. Implant in my heart to fulfill thy commandments, and to forsake evil deeds, and to obtain thy blessings. For in thee, O Lord, have I hoped, save me. O good Mother of the good King, most pure and blessed Theotokos Mary, do thou pour out the mercy of thy Son and our God upon my passionate soul, and by thine intercessions guide me unto good works, that I may pass the remaining time of my life without blemish, and attain paradise through thee, O Virgin Theotokos, who alone art pure and blessed. O Angel of Christ, my holy guardian and protector of my soul and body, forgive me all wherein I have sinned this day, and deliver me from all opposing evil of mine enemy, lest I anger my God by any sin. Pray for me, a sinful and unworthy servant, that thou mayest show me forth worthy of the kindness and mercy of the all-holy Trinity, and of the Mother of my Lord Jesus Christ, and of all the saints. Amen. To thee, the champion leader, we thy servants dedicate a feast of victory and thanksgiving, as ones rescued out of sufferings, O Theotokos. But as thou art one with might which is invincible, from all dangers that can be, do thou deliver us, that we may cry to thee, Rejoice, thou bride unwedded. Most glorious ever-Virgin, Mother of Christ God, present our prayer to thy Son and our God, that through thee our souls may be saved. All my hope I place in thee, O Mother of God, keep me under thy protection. O Virgin Theotokos, disdain not me a sinner, needing thy help and thy protection, and have mercy on me, for my soul hath hoped in thee. My hope is the Father, my refuge is the Son, my protection is the Holy Spirit. O Holy Trinity, glory to thee. It is truly meet to bless thee, the Theotokos, ever-blessed and most blameless and Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim and beyond compare more glorious than the seraphim, who without corruption gavest birth to God the Word, the very Theotokos, thee do we magnify. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. O Lord, bless. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, for the sake of the intercessions of thy most pure Mother, our holy and God-bearing fathers and all the saints, have mercy on us. Amen.